When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
You doing for Earth Day again?
We have an entire building thing that we're doing, Jeff. We're all going to head outside and we're going to pick up garbage. It's a part of our fun committee.
All right. I used to do that on a daily basis.
Oh,
I
yeah.
lived at the old place.
You and then you moved to Kenwood.
Right. Yeah, I don't have that problem as much in Kenwood.
Have you driven by your old block?
Not in a bit.
I was going to say, I wonder how it's looking out
it's
there.
It's been a while. Taylor Swift didn't just release an album on Friday. She released a double album, Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, which features 15 extra songs.
30 total songs. Isn't that incredible?
Yes. And one of those tracks is called Thank You, Amy. But you have to picture the way Thank You, Amy looks on the album. It's Thank You, Amy. The K in thank is capitalized. Thank You, Amy. And then in Amy, which is spelled A-I-M-E-E, the I and the M are capitalized. So the three letters in the title, Thank You, Amy, that are capitalized are K-I-M in that order.
Uh-huh.
And it is a Kim Kardashian diss track. The title itself is a tip-off, since the only letters that are capitalized are the K, I, and M, which, again, appear in that order. But also on Apple Music, you have Apple Music, right?
I do.
The lyrics are stylized the same way. Like the line, screamed F you, Amy to the night sky as the blood was gushing. Once again, the K-I-M are capitalized. Listen to some of the lyrics.
Screamed F you, Amy to the night sky as the blood was gushing.
That song a little
I
bit
know,
more
I know, I was sitting here like, yeah, that's a pretty good song.
Yeah, well, and I think the thing about it is like, even though it's a Kim Kardashian diss track, it's all about overcoming the bullying part of it.
Right.
You know, like in the beginning, you're yelling bleep you, but in the end, you're yelling thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, what was Kim's issue with her?
Well,
anyway,
I think Kanye is the one that had the issue, and Kim and Kanye were married. Yes. Because all of this kind of started when, remember when
Kanye
rushed the stage.
Yeah, I remember that.
Beyonce deserved the album. And then he called Taylor Swift and Kim recorded the two of them talking on the telephone. And she's the one that released the video and the audio tracks of all of that Kim Kardashian did.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, she's the one that leaked all of that stuff and it made it seem like Taylor was okay, that Kanye called her the B word. And that was not the case. Yeah, but it's also really interesting because it seems like every one of Taylor Swift's friends that she hangs out with has become a Kim Kardashian Skims model. Like that is kind of like a back and forth weird thing that keeps happening too.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Post Malone, meanwhile, says he was floored and beyond honored to be featured on Taylor's new track, Fortnite. The Fortnite video features Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles, two of the stars of the movie The Dead Poets Society. Josh says he had to keep it quiet and he didn't even tell his kids about it. So how cool was that when he revealed that? Like, holy crap, Dad.
Yeah. Dad, you were doing what? Why didn't you take me? I'm sure his kids are mad.
Yeah. Patti Smith said she was actually quite moved to be mentioned in the title track of the Tortured Poets Department. And if you happen to purchased a physical copy of the album. You got a cool bonus. Here's a poem by Stevie Nicks printed inside. Stevie is mentioned in the track Clara Bow. I'll play some quick samples of the name drops in some of those tracks.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, the point that I was making on Friday, too, because Jen posed the question. She said, you know, obviously the Swifties included, like Serena was in here, and she was, you know, up half the night listening to the album and was kind of giving her review. She was working with Kay the night before when he played the tracks on the radio. And
yeah.
And Jen said, like, if a Swiftie says, it's okay.
They're not allowed.
Or it's not bad, or it's not her best work. Do you lose your Swiftie card?
Yes. Immediately. But I also want to say two things. One, the Lana Del Rey thing, they're best friends. They hang out. They talk. They support each other through and through. So I don't know why that A is an issue.
So maybe they're rubbing off on each other.
I'm sure they are. But also, I mean,
they don't sound anything alike.
But don't
to
you
me.
Feel like, too, being a Swiftie, like, I wouldn't say that I'm a diehard Swiftie, but I, out of all of us, I really probably enjoy the music the most out of the four of us, I would say.
Yeah.
I probably know the words the most. I've been to the concerts. I watched the Eras tour.
Oh, yeah.
But I think each person likes their own version, their own era of Taylor Swift. And this, like, Midnight's, this kind of era and this Tortured Poets thing, that's some, like, a lot of them love how tortured and just, it's so deep. They love that part.
Well, they really, they're going through stuff,
and
right?
And that resonates with them.
Yeah.
And I think it's the Tortured Poets song, like the actual song called The Tortured Poets Society, that it's like, it's about her breakup with Joe Alwyn, but it's like I can't remember the exact line, but it's something like, part of me is mad that I gave him so much of my youth.
Yeah.
And like free reign on my youth or something like that. And
right.
As somebody that's been through a breakup that was in a crappy relationship, you on the inside are going, yes.
Yeah. A lot of us understand.
I feel that same way. Like, why did I do that? So I think that's the thing. But I also feel like a lot of the Swifties enjoy piecing the puzzles together. And seeing what it is that she is talking about, who she's talking about, and where is this Easter egg and that. Like, that's a big part of it, too.
I don't get nearly that into it, but, I mean, there's hardly ever been a Taylor Swift song that I didn't enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, even passively.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and part of it is, like, I just, you know, this is one of a thousand reasons, but, and I've said it before, I just love the sound of her voice. Like, there's just something about her voice that's incredibly soothing to me. So no matter how much of a ballad it might be, or slow tempo, or chill it might be, or even sad, it just, like, lulls me into relaxation in a weird way.
I also wonder what it feels like to be in her head. I wonder, because she's
tortured.
But also, that's what I'm saying. How does she, most artists in their lifetime, they're not able to put together an album that has 30 songs, a double album that has 30 songs.
Or be able to express themselves in the way that she does.
Right. I mean, what is that like? Like, what a genius just to be able to have all, like, just walk down the street and can write 10 songs.
And for someone so tortured, she's lucky to have that outlet.
Yeah,
that allows her to manage it in a healthy way.
Well, and just keeping up with all of the pieces. Like, she does all those Easter eggs, like stuff that she, you know, does, like, she has to remember to do certain things because it's dropping a hint for something in the future.
Yeah, like, does she ever just, like, veg out and watch Below Deck on TV and just think about nothing?
No, she's got whiteboards everywhere.
Yes, like, she's
connecting strategies for Easter eggs.
Right.
She has her middle storyboard that says Taylor Swift, and then all the yarns come off to all these different areas. Yeah.
There's, like, one room in her mansion that has no windows.
Yeah.
It's just that. Just whiteboards with yarn.
That's true.
That's right.
Right.
All right. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are, they just announced them last night on American Idol. There are 16 inductees, and a lot of them are really great. You're going to like this. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Tim. You know how much we love them.
Yeah.
Foreigner, our very own Peter Frampton.
Nice.
Going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest are just a few. There are also going to be some musical recognition awards for musical excellence going out to Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick. So it'll be fun to see that. It's not happening until October the 19th in Cleveland. That's when they're going to have the big induction ceremony, and it's all going to stream live on Disney Plus, and then you'll be able to watch it the next day on Hulu, and then they're also doing like a big ABC broadcast at a later date.
I'm a little late to the party on this, but I'm watching Beth and Us on Hulu.
Cute show.
This is a great show.
Schumer.
And I just saw the episode where Jimmy Buffett makes a cameo.
Yeah. That's a cute show. It's in like season two, right? Two or three.
Yeah, we just started like the second episode of season two last night.
Yeah.
That show's funny, man. She is hilarious.
It is.
I love that show.
Yeah, and it's very dry. And that gets dark, too, sometimes.
It does. But, like, that show, Beth and Us, that we're talking about on Hulu, and I was late to the party on Hulu, too, because it irritated me for reasons I won't get into here, but that show hits on every level. Like, it makes you laugh, it makes you think, it makes you uncomfortable, it makes you cry. Like,
oh, yeah.
She doesn't get nearly enough credit for the brilliance behind that show that she wrote and directed.
Yeah. And most of it is, like, I believe, based on her real life experiences.
Yeah. But yeah, Hulu was like one of the last subscription services that I picked up because I already had too many. And then I wanted to watch The Bear. And I got like some kind of free promotion. And but then it ran out and the subscription went away. And I did not want to pay for another. And the thing is, like, The Bear is good, but I like Beth and Us better for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I like them for different reasons.
They're totally different shows.
The Bear is a mindset show for me. I can't just flip it on and be like, hey, I'm going to watch this because it is anxiety.
You have to be in the right mood.
So what's the Beth show about? I've never heard of this until 3 minutes ago.
It feels like it's about Amy Schumer.
It's about her life.
Yeah.
So
she's the star.
How she became who she is.
Well, the first season is about how she kind of like leaves this corporate job and goes out to the country and
meets a guy. And she's got a lot of issues with her parents, who were very flawed people who loved her, but were very flawed.
Mm-hmm. And the guy that she ends up liking is Michael Cera. He has his own.
You did say it was dry.
He has his own set of
issues,
like
stuff he's
like communication challenges, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really funny.
In the episode, the next episode that we'll probably end up watching tonight is they go into therapy to try to work on those communication issues.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet.
But also in real life, Amy Schumer is married to someone on the autism spectrum. And I think that kind of plays a part in the role that he plays in the show as well.
Totally.
Okay. Check it out.
It's really good.
It's very funny.
I laugh out loud hard. Like, it's not just chuckle TV, like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like,
no, it's
I'll need to pause it and rewind it because that was so damn funny.
Yeah.
Just little subtle things that you pick up on. And again, it's that dry humor, man. If you're paying attention, it will rock you.
That's really good.
And that is your latest E! News for now. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines. 1, 2, 3 headlines. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a $100 gift card to Nate Torp's Nursery Outlet in Mason in celebration of Earth Day today. But first, let's check the roads. We've got Denise Johnson standing by with your latest.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.